Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, whatever it is you're drinking, and sit back and relax. And let's chat about what is going on up in the stars today. And it's actually not a very bad day. Today is kind of a quiet day. There's a little bit of irritation going on in the atmosphere, sort of this little thing going on in the background, which we will talk about in a little bit here. But for the most part, we have a really good day on tap. And for some of you, it may be irritating at times and followed by a time of good flowing, good feelings, emotional highs, and then followed again by some kind of the lows. But to me, that is just the regular ebb and flow of a day. If you have a defined emotional center, it is your life, right? That you have these emotions. Some of them go high and then go low. Some of them just undulate throughout the day. And that is kind of what today is, an undulation of highs and lows and all the points in between. So let's break it down and see what's going on. I see a bunch of people checking in. Good morning to Mimi and Debbie Tibbetts-Tumiel, Elisa and or Elisa, Debbie Hedden, good morning. Natasha, good morning. And Mimi says, yawn, sleepy good morning indeed. It is kind of a sleepy good morning. So I have an update for everybody. I was able to talk to both Michelle and to Ginger yesterday, or I'm not sure I talked to Ginger. I'm pretty sure it might have been her husband telling me that she was doing well, on the mend, and that Michelle, she actually posted this morning about her tumor in her brain and what they discovered and how she's feeling. So if you look up Michelle, she's actually doing better. She's out of the hospital. They spent the night last night in Seattle and are, I'm assuming, making the trek home back here to the area I live in today. So I'm glad to see that even though they're both, I'm sure, experiencing pain and challenges of post-surgery life, that they are on the mend. So I continue to ask for sending them light and love and healing energy, because as anybody who's ever had a surgery knows, it's not just the surgery, it's the recovery afterwards that also is requiring our love and our healing vibes being sent to them. So let's see, anybody else checking in? Good morning, Kathy Miller and Michelle Stiaka. Good morning. Annette McCoy joined us this morning. Annette, it must be late in the evening for you there in Australia, but thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's great to see you out there. I see that my husband is also out there. Hi, honey. And I'm not sure how it is you're able to listen to the show and work at the same time, but hey, more power to you. So today, let's break it down. What is going on in the stars today? Well, first off, the moon is in Taurus for nearly the entire day. We do have a void, of course. Actually, the moon is in Taurus all day. But we do have a void, of course, moon that begins around 2:32 this afternoon, my time. So 5:32 p.m. for you all on the East Coast, and lasts until 7:34 a.m. tomorrow morning, 10:34 a.m. for you all on the East Coast. So it's a very elongated day, void of course moon. For us on the West Coast, that sort of affects your work day. So from about that time, 2:32 on till 5 or so, when you get off of work, things may seem to slow down, be sluggish, or you know, feel like you're not getting traction on what it is that you need to get done. But those of you who are on the East Coast, this literally happens at the end of your work day, and maybe that you have plans this evening to just relax and or maybe do some spiritual work. That's what the void of course moon brings for us, is the ability to spend more time in introversion or spiritual work or meditation or yoga. It does not favor our taking, you know, steps towards something or starting something new, or things like job interviews, etc., often go nowhere during a void of course moon. So if you can check to see before you plan your major events and things like that, are you dealing with a void of course moon? Then you'll know what to put at what time during any kind of event. So the last aspect that the moon makes before it turns void, of course, is always important because we are left with the energy of that planetary connection for the entire void, of course. And as it has happened lately, we end up with either Saturn or Uranus or Pluto connections by the moon. And today's no exception. We are left with a trine to Pluto. Moon and Pluto are very powerful together in creating empowerment or obsession and compulsion. And that is also regeneration energy, transformational energy. So we are left with this feel, perhaps emotionally, of things that we want to change, yet the energy isn't favoring our changing it at the moment. What it does favor is maybe the contemplation of what is going on and how it is that you want to show up in the world doing what it is that you're contemplating doing. It's not necessarily a great time to start anything, however. When we wake up tomorrow morning, or as we move into the day tomorrow, the moon will be in Gemini, a much more busy and communicative sign. And so we can take action again as we move into tomorrow. And don't forget tomorrow as well, the sun moves out of Leo and into Virgo. And we add another piece to that energy of work and service and sharing of our gifts and talents and doing the things that we need to do to bring those ideas into fruition. Now, before I go back into the other connections that the moon is making today, I want to share something with you. You know, our kids are such great fodder for us, don't you think? If you have kids, mine are always somehow opening my mind in some way, right? I always thought that I was the mother, but sometimes I feel like my kids are the ones that are guiding and leading me in some respects. Well, my daughter connected with me yesterday to a book, as she has been lately, right? She's been the catalyst for many different books. And this one is an interesting one, and it's an audible book, so I'm listening to it. I'm not really reading this book, which is a little weird at first, but it's called Unfuck Yourself, only, of course, it's F-U asterisk K, and it's written by a guy named Gary John Bishop. And I was listening to him this morning as I was putting on my makeup and just finishing getting ready for the show, and he was talking about willingness. And of course, that pricked my ears, right? Because we're in that week of commitment and desire. And what are we willing to commit to? And that was the interesting part of this conversation that he was having. And oh, by the way, he has the most luscious Scottish accent. So listening to him is really easy on the ears. And of course, it also makes you, at least if you're an American and not used to hearing a Scottish accent, it makes you listen a little bit closer so that you make sure you're understanding every word he's saying. He doesn't have a real strong brogue, but he definitely has a Scottish accent and it's just luscious. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. The purpose of me bringing this up this morning was this concept of willingness. And he was talking about that some people, let's say you want to lose weight. What are you willing to do to get there? He used weight, he used finances, he used projects, you know, any number of things, whatever situation it is that you're facing. And we're facing this because we've had that energy in Leo where we've been in the creative space, right? Where we've been trying to tap into our heart center and discover what it is that we really want and what it is that we really love, right? Now, as we shift into Virgo, it's what are you willing to do to get it? It's the willing, the piece that I had left out that he reminded me of this morning. And I want to also offer this to you from him as well, is that if you can't connect to exactly what it is that you are willing to do, can you connect with what it is that you are unwilling to do? Because it's all about you being in your truth, right? Not living a lie. Not saying you want something, but then on the back end, you are sabotaging it because your thoughts are moving in the unwilling category. So I just thought that was so exciting for me to have to hear that this morning in relation to where we're winding down this week now of the sun at gate 29 commitment and the earth at the gate 30 desire, where we need to align our mind, our heart, our emotions, so that they're all on the same page, right? So you could say, if it's an exercise issue, are you willing to spend 30 minutes a day in exercising? Are you willing to save $30 a week if you're trying to save something up for a trip or up to buy something? So we have to question ourselves about this. This is a great time to do this. What are you willing to do versus what are you unwilling to do? It means tapping into your truth about those issues. And of course, today also, the moon in Taurus is in a square to Mercury in the last degrees of his transit through Leo. Perfect time, right? A perfect time. The moon is, you know, helps us tap into what is authentic for us. And what is it that we value with the moon in Taurus? It's about our values. It's about what are we willing to do? I think this is just so striking that this timing, I would hear it today, right? This is just perfect. But when the moon is squaring Mercury, our mind may be in chatter mode, and it may be telling you a lot of things. Whether they're true or not, we don't know. I don't know for you, for instance, but I do know for me that I hear myself all the time talking to myself in a very negative way. And those thoughts tend to create your reality. So what is it that you need to do? Well, in his words, you need to unfuck yourself, right? Get real with yourself and allow yourself the freedom to move forward and to be able to live your truth authentically. Now, Mercury is also today in an interesting relationship, sort of an inconjunct, which is one of those scritchy minor kind of aspects to the planet Neptune. Neptune, of course, makes everything confusing. Neptune kind of makes things foggy and unclear. And it has a tendency for us to really push inward to find clarity. So, but it is not going to be a great day to really speak to what it is you want to do or to make those big decisions and make any big changes, because there is this unclarity that's moving through the field today. And that's like the source maybe of some of the irritation I was speaking about this morning, one of the highs and the lows, right? That undulating curve of emotional energy today, where the moon in a square to Mercury wants us to take action perhaps on something, but Mercury's in conjunct to Neptune makes it difficult for us to decide. And if it's difficult to decide, then you shouldn't make that decision right now. But you can do all the inner work, because all that inner work is favored, especially as we lead ourselves into a void of course moon late in the day today. Now, there are some really good energies going on today between the moon, Saturn, and Pluto. A trine to Pluto is what I said we're left with at the void of course moon. But early today, this morning, right now, the moon is in a trine to Saturn as well. That can make for our emotions being in alignment and timing being in alignment with what it is we want to build. So I think all in all, what I could say about today is, you know, get down on paper, get in a journal, get out a book, get into the dreaminess of what is it I desire, what, you know, make the move from, make the beginnings of the move from imagination and creativity into the actual steps that it takes to bring it into life. That is, I think, what we can really do today. And while you're on the way to doing that, you may experience some different highs and lows. And that's okay, right? Tap into that. What are your emotions showing you? Eventually, the emotional center becomes the center through which all of our decision-making properties come through. This won't happen until at least 2027. It's a, what do they call this? A mutation that we're undergoing in our DNA at this moment. So unseen, right? Maybe we're feeling it because we can see the power of emotions in the outer world. But in the short term, you have decision-making capability through whatever center it is that's your authority. Now I'm switching over here to a bit of human design. And maybe today isn't the best day to make those decisions because of the nature of the emotional energy, because of the nature of Mercury, which rules the mind and our communication, being in a sort of scritchy, irritating connection with the planet Neptune. Unclarity. This is unclarity today. All right, let's see. I'm going to check in and see how people are doing out here. Good morning, Linda. Trisha Gelder, good morning. My other soul sister from same birthday. Linda says, good morning. I made it in time. Yes, Brenda Gagnon. Hey, it's great to see you. You know what's funny, Brenda, is yesterday on Annette's show, Angel Heart Radio, I was getting ready to do a reading for a girl named Brenda. So I thought it was you. So I'm looking frantically for your chart to pull it up, and then it wasn't you. It was a different Brenda. So that was kind of funny, but you were on my mind yesterday, and then here you show up. Good morning, Colleen, and good morning, Allison. Great to see everybody out there. So let's transit. Oh, Ashley, great to see you too. Good to see you. Ashley, I want to chat with you later. So make sure I'll send you an email later. Okay, let's look at something else that's happening today. We know that tomorrow the sun moves out of Leo and into Virgo, which means that today that the sun is at the 29th degree of the sign of Leo. It is a karmic degree. And by karmic, I mean, the fact is once we get to a 29th degree, we've had the entire experience of that sign under our belt. And it's a great time to look backwards and see what it is that we've learned, to find out what it is that we've left hanging, what is left to do, and as it relates to the fun, the play, the creative energy, the passionate energy, the heart-centered energy of Leo. Have you been able to connect with that? And I don't want you beating yourself up if you haven't been, if that hasn't been your focus. Some of you are in survival mode. I get that. But even though you might be in survival mode, one of the best things you can do is to put your mind on what it is you would love to have, what you would like to create, because you're focusing then in the positive and not just in the situation as it is right now. You're being grateful in that moment for everything you have in the moment, and then also setting the tone for what you would like to add to that, to be grateful for in the future. So that's what Leo Sun is bringing us today. Now, it is in a sesquiquadrate. We've talked about this a couple of times. It's a minor square, if you will. I think it's a compounded square. I think there is this challenge that's brought up by the square. It is tempting us to move beyond. And then you throw in that little 45 degree angle just to make it a little more important. So I think it is less than a minor. I think sometimes this one is more important because it's kind of giving us a little more oomph, a little more emphasis of something that we need to do. And it is Saturn that is driving this today, and the sun at the 29th degree. We need to narrow our focus. This is a time for you to really take a look laser-like into what's going on in your life. Right? What do you want and what you don't want? What are you willing to do? What are you not willing to do? Right? We can bring that up. And in a way, this brings clarity on something you've been working on during this time since the sun has been in Leo, since about July 22nd, 23rd. And so that's almost a month, right? It is, let's see, today's the 22nd. So it is a month. What is it that you've been working on? And have you been able to see results? And if not, then it's a time to narrow your focus in on what it is that you were trying to achieve. In this process, because it's Saturn, there's maybe a momentary blip, that lower dip in the emotional wave, where you feel a little bit limited or constricted. And I want you to evaluate, if this comes up for you today, I want you to evaluate whether this is truth or whether this is just a thought. Is it a thought that is connected to your unwillingness to make a move, right? Or is it connected to your willingness to do something, but your mind talk is keeping you from being able to achieve it? That's a great question, don't you think? Now, this may be a bit of a chore today, right? Because of Mercury's in conjunct to Neptune, where we have cloudy judgment. And our decision-making may be crippled a bit today, which is why we don't make big decisions today. But we can do all of this inner questioning. We can look inward and we can see where it is that we're not in alignment. And this may be a bit of a daydreamy day. You know, Mimi at the beginning, she was saying she was sleepy. And when we're sleepy, what do? We tend to just let our thoughts, you know, drift. And we can daydream. We're escaping a bit. Sometimes Neptune is that escapist energy. It is the ruling planet of Pisces. And sometimes Pisces has trouble dealing with the real world. So our daydreaming is usually because we're trying to escape the pain of the day, the difficulties of our life, etc. But today, maybe you can engage in guided daydreaming. Guided daydreaming, like I'm going to focus on what my life would look like if all of my dreams were coming true. What would it look like? What would it feel like? What would it sound like? What would it taste like? How would I look? Who would I be with? What does it sound like? All of those questions, allow yourself to daydream into it. That's a perfect use today. And losing focus on what's real in the moment can help guide you into what would it be. You know, you can, sometimes we're, our minds are so busy, right? Our lives are so busy that we don't find the time to really use that daydreaming energy to what it's really good for, which is seeing what's possible. And ask yourself, what more is possible in my life? What more could I create? How could this happen, right? Just as a question to the universe. Right? Not to try to answer it, but just to dream the dream. So clear thinking, clear communication today are sort of out of the window. At times you may have that, and at other times you don't, right? It's that coming in and going out of clarity. So there's a level of uncertainty today. And again, another reason why making big decisions today isn't appropriate, right? It's not an appropriate day to do that. Okay, any questions going on out there? Camille, good morning to you. Allison says, good morning. Colleen, good morning. Rebecca, good morning to you. Ashley, awesome. And Brenda, too funny. Well, is all about me after all. Exactly, Brenda. Suzanne, good morning to you. It's great to see you out there. So Brenda, I just thought it was so funny because I was just so sure it was you, because I know you've been trying to connect with me for a reading, and it wasn't you. It was a different Brenda altogether. It was pretty funny. Funny because I'm like scrolling through every, you know, G so I could find your chart. And this woman's telling me her last name was something else. It started with an L. And I'm like, no, that's not your last name. I was like completely fighting that whole idea. So now let's look at the Pleiadian Earth energy. Today's eight seeing, which in the Mayan calendar was Men, which was eagle, right? And it is all about rising up to see from a higher perspective. I really loved this particular sign in the Mayan calendar because it follows on Jaguar, the shaman. So, you know, when the shaman work is done, then Men, eagle, rises up to see things from a higher perspective. I thought it was one of those really beautiful evolutionary things that you could see in the chart or in the calendar. And of course, today's the day of seeing, eight seeing. So eight, if you'll recall, the number is the universal energy of the day. The universal energy of eight is about connecting. It is about increasing our abundance, our connection to one another, our connection between body and spirit, right? Really becoming embodied spirits. And it is also connecting with one another through communication. The problem with this today is that we have times where things might be really difficult to communicate, right? Because we're not clear on what it is we want to say, or the words come out incorrectly, or you lose your thought, right? And you're about to speak something and then you've lost the thought. That happens to me frequently. Because my mind is so much faster than my mouth is that I sometimes find myself 10 thoughts ahead, but my mouth is back here at the first thing I started to say, and then I forget what was I saying. So happens to me every morning here too, but I cover it really well. Seeing is the earth energy of the day, and it's about new ideas and seeing the details, right? It really gives us that Virgo feel here, where from the ego's perspective, you have that wider view. You and an eagle can spot a salmon in the water from high above. So you know, we've got sayings like eagle eyes. You have the eye of an eagle because it's very perceptive energy. So today is also because of that, waiting to see all of the details before making any decisions. So today is not a day to make rash decisions or to take any kind of rash actions. We also heard that in the Neptune connection here today. It's not a day to make big moves or to make big decisions because it's not clear. We have to rise our perspective up so that we can get a bigger picture before we can make that decision. All right, so that's our Pleiadian Earth energy of the day. And now to what I have been dancing around all freaking week, which is this rapture. I write the word rapture. I think on Monday I mentioned it, and on Wednesday I purposely went into the or on Tuesday I purposely went to 29 instead of the gate 30, so I didn't have to deal with rapture because I hadn't looked it up yet. And today I bravely, albeit unwillingly, went into the dictionary to find the word rapture, and I read through Gene Key's Gate 30, the Siddhi of Rapture. And interesting, you know, that I had no underlines in that Gene Key or in that Siddhi, which means I had been avoiding this for a while because almost every other Gene Key in here has writing or my notes in the margin or things I've underlined, and not that one. I wonder why, right? So once I looked up the word, of course, then I start to release myself from the tension around that word. And here's what I found. So rapture, ecstatic joy or delight, right? There's nothing wrong with that, right? Ecstatic joy and delight. But here's the part. Well, first of all, the second definition was about the belief from fundamental Christianity that the rapture is where you're going to meet Jesus halfway between, you know, the earth and heaven. And that I take total exception to. That is the one reason why I was like totally against even looking at this word. But then the next definition aligned so perfectly with what Richard Rudd is saying in the Gene Keys that I needed to bring this to you today. It is the carrying of a person to another place or sphere of existence. The carrying of a person to another place or sphere of existence. And literally, when Richard Rudd talks about the Gene Key 30, the Siddhi in that, which is the Siddhi is rapture. That's the reason why I was having trouble with the word. It is the disappearance, complete disappearance of all human desire. And the first words out of his mouth, basically, about that is about how it evokes fear for us as human beings. That somehow in the thought of desire disappearing, that it brings us to a block, right? A block. So, I'm feeling a little bit better about the word rapture. The carrying of a person to another place or sphere of existence sounds to me like evolution, or sounds to me like ascension, or sounds to me like the evolution of consciousness, right? That spiral of consciousness, our moving forward and upward. So now I feel more comfortable in bringing you the Wisdom Keeper's Inner Guidebook discussion around the Gene Key 30. And of course, this is the card. And I know from having spoken with Rosie Aronson that this is really the only card that was based on a live person. And you could see that plainly this is his name just went right out of my head. Robin Williams. Robin Williams? Yes. And isn't it's just a beautiful card when you look at that. So let's read about this one. So it says, as every human being learns, the cycle of desire is eternal. The gift here is lightness, by the way. As you move out of desire, you move into lightness. It's almost like desires are the weights that hold you down, where if you realize that everything can be yours, there's a lightness, and you don't hold, yourself to the, when is this going to happen? Right? Is this going to happen? And it becomes a lighter energy. So let's read the wisdom story. It says, I was said to have shot out of my mother's womb like a rocket and then nursed like a baby whale. As soon as I could talk, I made people laugh. And as soon as I could walk, I ran everywhere I wasn't supposed to go. I was on a mission to experience every single part of life. So I gobbled it up throughout my teens and found myself becoming a young actor. I wanted to experience the sound of applause. I loved being able to be anyone and try anything my mind could dream up. Soon, I desired the experience of being rich and famous, and so I tried that for a long time. I threw my money around like gum wrappers and chewed up my fans like chips. But those flippant times only made me feel empty and alone. My sensitive soul hungered for something different and deeper. I wanted to use every single one of my gifts so that I could have an even bigger impact. Soon, I was popular all over the world, but no matter how huge or demanding my achievements were, I still wanted more. For a while, I thought I'd be happy if I could just learn to completely trust my instincts. When I mastered that, all I wanted was for my performances to lift the spirit of all humanity, but I couldn't escape that awful feeling of wanting more until the fire in me all but burned out. I became depressed and over-serious. My only desire was to end desire. That is when I discovered Buddhism and meditated for hours in order to become one with everything and finally transcend my never-ending ache. But soon I realized even that was a desire. No matter what I did, the desire would not go away. The moment I faced my desire, admitted defeat, and accepted that it wasn't going to go away, things started to change. I started to lighten up, but not in an ungrounded way. I genuinely stopped trying to control my life. I surrendered totally to all of it, even the most painful parts, including my utter helplessness in relation to my own desires and the inevitable disappointments that followed. I was finally free. My gift to you. I bring good and bad news. The bad, you are not in control of your destiny and you are never going to get rid of your desire. The good, accepting this bad news will free you to trust in life. It's time to fully feel your desires and to realize that feeling them doesn't mean acting on them indiscriminately or repressing them. You can welcome a desire into your home without allowing it to control your life. Being human is quite a trip and life quite a game, a comedy and tragedy all at once. You might as well enjoy the ride. Keep a sense of humor. Do not pretend to live lightly. Embrace and emanate a true lightness of being. With such an attitude, you won't need to fear your feelings, no matter how painful. A lightness will burn so bright in you, it'll beam out of your eyes, no matter what is happening. And here are the questions for contemplation that go along with this. First question, where are you taking life too seriously? Is your strict adherence to certain principles preventing you from exploring your true passions? Is it possible that some of the desires you've been rejecting aren't as bad, dangerous, or unhealthy as you've come to believe? Are your desires in control of you? Are you overindulging in what feels good without taking responsibility for the consequences? Think of someone who for you embodies true lightness of being. Have you ever experienced true rapture? What was it? Wonderful, scary, enlightening. So if you guys want today, I will post those questions for contemplation up on the Living Astrology page like I did the other day. And you can go through your own process of contemplating that particular gene key. All right. How's everybody doing out there? Any questions? Mimi, I like that. What a day for a daydream. Ah, isn't that a song? It is a song. I have been nicely busy getting several rooms uncluttered. Today, I will kick back to paint, finish up a couple of things, and take it easy. Love it, love it. Brenda, like if Sag is rising, does that mean Capricorn, second, Aquarius, third, etc.? Likely, yes. It depends what degree a Sagittarius your rising is, and as it may overlap the second house or the first house, it really depends on how your chart is lined up, but likely, yes. Rebecca, good morning. Missed the first 15 minutes because of that creative daydreaming visualization. Ha ha, I love it. Ashley says, I'm running into an appointment. Hope everyone has a great day. And yes, I will definitely shoot you an email later, Ashley. Latricia, we haven't seen you in a while. Hello. I'm not sure what's happening, but something shifted in a good way for me today. I feel lighter. I love it, right? I love it. And she says, that definition reminds me of the one for paradigm shift, something I've been focused on this week. Love that too. And Rebecca says, wow, such a powerful description. It really is. And it set, instead of setting my teeth on edge, like the word rapture had been up until that point in time, it just really made me feel better about that whole concept. You know, sometimes these words, and this is why I like the study of words, right? Because we get this idea about what something means. And then we never think to ask the question, is that true? Is that real? Is that what it really means? And if you go to the dictionary, don't ever just take that first definition. I never do. I will read them all, every one of them that I can find. I will even look to see where the word came from, the archaic meanings, the language that it came from, because sometimes the movement from what it means in one language to our language doesn't translate exactly over. So then a word can take on a whole different meaning than what it was initially meant to. And if we are working our lives believing that a word means something that it really doesn't, or that there's a more full or round definition of it, then we've limited ourselves. And of course, I was limiting myself in terms of what does rapture mean? I don't even want to talk to you about that. So that's why it's important to go where you fear or where you have resistance so that you can see what lies there, what lies in that dark place. Okay, so let's see. I have It's only 8:36, so I'm going to take a couple of people, two people. First two people that tell me they want a card reading, I will do card readings for them. So, one, two, three, go. Who wants a reading? And I'm going to use the Woto deck, and I might even use the Spirit Animal deck today. So, let's see who first pops up. Camille says, yes, you describe what I do with words. I love that. So, I'm going to just start shuffling until I see someone who wants a reading. And then I will pull that card for that person. Gotta move my coffee out of the way so I don't spill it in my keyboard. That would be pretty bad. Debbie and Brenda, you are the first two. So here we go. Debbie, this is for you. And tomorrow, of course, Friday, I always do readings too on Friday. I just know tomorrow we might have a lot to talk about, but we'll have time. Ooh, Debbie, I get building blocks in reverse. In protection, not reverse, protection. So let's take a look at what that means. That's card number 28, by the way, which is a 10, which is a one. So for our little Suzanne out there who loves to bring us the numbers, take a look at what maybe one means. So 28. Building blocks says the essential meaning, strong foundations, a beautiful work in progress. And in protection, it says now is the time to address the cracks in the foundations of your life. Perhaps your values have changed, and it's time to strengthen your convictions and let go of the things that no longer serve the vision you have for your life. Or perhaps you chose to ignore the signs that a situation or agreement you have entered into is not right for you. Remove the rotten pieces and reinforce your core moral strength and integrity. Now is the time for rigorous honesty, for you are called to renovate and upgrade your consciousness. You will be so happy when you do. Spirit has a spectacular blueprint for your life, far beyond your imagination. Don't be afraid to replace what's not solid. Wow. That's interesting, Debbie, because I know yesterday you told us you were going through a closet, right? A closet of stuff that you'd been avoiding, and you just felt the energy of Virgo getting ready to clear out that closet. And maybe there's something here for you about the don't be afraid to replace what's not solid, etc. Okay, Brenda, your turn. And oh, one is new beginnings, it is, right? Definitely. And Rebecca, I guess I will do one for you too, because I see that you and Laura, oh my goodness. Okay, hey, let's just do them. Latricia, I'll take you after Brenda, and then Rebecca, I will do one for you. Brenda, this is for you. And these cards want to be mixed up really well. Oh, but then I get, to be fair, Also in reverse, card number 38, which is an 11, which is a 2. So that's about relationships and enlightenment, and it's in upside down mode. So let's take a look at that card, 38. The 2 Be Fair card's essential meaning is this: balance, justice, a need to consider options, mutual benefit, and the law of cause and effect. And it says, injustice and inequity are part of life, but they do not have to define your experience. This is a time when you may observe an injustice righted and fairly redressed. Perhaps you come to the rescue of someone else or are called to answer for a personal slight. You will be amazed by the sense of power that surges through you when you stand up for yourself and others. This card also indicates a good time to advocate for others who are less fortunate. Choose your cause and commit to it because you can make a difference. One thing is for certain, if fairness is your intention, the situation will be resolved for the highest good of all concerned through acts of kindness, empathy, and courage. Wow, that's a great card. Great, great card. Love it. Okay, now this one will be for you, Latricia. And then Rebecca, I will do you, so don't, never fear. I'll just make the time. Wow, the sun is out today. It's so beautiful. Yesterday it was rainy and cloudy and dark. And ooh, gosh. Latricia, this one just literally popped out, and it's Thinker, also in protection mode. And it is card number 44, excuse me, which is also a master number, which is an 8. And let's see what this one has to say. Thinker. It looks deep. So 44, the essential meaning of Thinker is strategy, being analytical and logical. Sounds very Virgo, doesn't it? But it's also upside down, so it's in protection. It says, you might be suffering from analysis paralysis. Thinking has its place, but trying to figure everything out logically is not going to work right now. Your conclusions will likely be faulty, and you may act upon false assumptions that will get you in a jam. Give your mind a rest. Do something creative, exercise, or meditate. Soon, you'll come to your senses, and an aha moment will bring new clarity. That's for you, Latricia. Awesome! Maybe your mind is in overdrive. Rebecca, this one is for you. You're welcome, both Debbie and Brenda. All right, so switching this one over. Rebecca, I love that we can join each other here in the morning from all around the world. Okay, Rebecca, this isn't coming up. Oh, no. That one is, though. And it's Here and Now, card 32. And it was upright, card 32. I'm thinking I'm going to draw an animal spirit card for you as well, because I just felt like there was some resistance to even this card coming out. So 32, let's take a look at that one, and then I will pull the other card for you. 32, oops, that's not it. So the essential meaning of the Here and Now card says, being fully present in the moment, living one day at a time. And the message is, everything happens in the now, in the present. Only this moment counts. You have what it takes to handle anything today if you let go of the need to look into the future or reflect on the past. Be present and notice what is going on right now. This very moment has the potential for you to create miracles in your life. Gotta love that one. And I'm going to read the prosperity message here as well. What you are working on is golden, and your efforts will leave a powerful legacy. Focus not on meeting a goal in the far-off future, but on creating your dream now, releasing your desire for an outcome and owning that it already exists. It will appear in the material world as if by magic. Claim your prosperity now. The essence is more important than the form. When you are immersed in prosperous thoughts, you automatically tune in to a sense of timelessness and an unlimited potential. You can act as if, in spite of the temporary outer conditions. You are prosperous at this moment. What you think now becomes your reality. Stay present. This is really sort of a very forward-looking card, even though it's talking about the present. I think maybe this has meaning for all of you and not just for you, Rebecca, even though it's specifically what I drew for you, because next week, which begins on the 24th, 23rd, in human design, the earth begins a transit across the gate 55, which is the gate of abundance. It is releasing ourselves from victimization and moving into freedom. And it is the only gene key that has two meanings the same. So its shadow is victimization, its gift is freedom, and its siddhi is freedom. So it's the only gene key like that. So I think that this card may have meaning for more than just Rebecca, but Rebecca, this is a message for you as well. Now, I also felt like I needed to draw a second card for you, and we'll use the Spirit Animal Oracle. By the way, both of these decks are by Colette Baron-Reid, Spirit Animal Oracle and Wisdom of the Oracle, or WOTO, as we call it when we're doing shorthand. Oops, don't need the book to shuck. Oh, okay. So, an animal guide, the characteristics of this animal may help you on the path to prosperity or to whatever it is that you are working on in the here and the now. And these cards are all stuck together. Hold on, I need to do a quick. Think there's just so much dampness in the air today that all of my cards feel like they're wanting to stick. Okay, so what I get for you, oh, this is beautiful. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe this one. This is Chameleon. And I want you to look at this card. Look how beautiful this card is. And Chameleon's message says, act as if. And wasn't that a line from the deck, the card that we just read in the here and now? Act as if, and it's in upright, and it is then card number 14, which is a five. God, even the pages of this book don't want to turn. What is it? There we go. So the Oracle's message says, Spirit shares her gift with you today. Chameleon Spirit shares her gift with you today to prepare you for changes that will greatly benefit you. Outer conditions are changing, and you're required to come into harmony with them so you can co-create your greatest dream. Feeling sensitive? Good, because that will come in handy, enabling you to determine how best to adapt to your environment and the people in it, while at the same time maintaining your integrity and equilibrium. Even if you feel like you're in uncharted territory, Chameleon Spirit has complete faith in your ability to fit in and learn the lay of the land, adapting as necessary. This is a fortunate time to act as if and do as others do until the new ways feel familiar and completely natural. Life is offering you a greater lesson now. Adapting isn't about losing yourself, it's about learning how to dance with others. So, I hope that card has meaning for you as well. She is certainly a beautiful card. I got to show it to you one more time. Chameleon Spirit. She looks just beautiful. And what you can't see is the number, but the number's 14, 14-5. All right. So, you're welcome, Latricia. And Rebecca says, absolutely love it. And definitely, it's for everyone tuning in. Thank you so much. You're welcome. And Latricia's getting chills. I love it. Those are validation bumps. So, I think that's it for me today. Join me tomorrow when we look at not just Friday, but Saturday and Sunday as well. Remember, the sun is changing signs tomorrow, so it's going to have it's a new day dawning tomorrow, and adding to the energy that's building up in Virgo. And we'll likely do some more card readings as well. So if you didn't get one today, check us tomorrow. And if we have time, we will definitely be doing some card readings. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. Much love to everybody. Bye for now.